February 16th, 2023. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, I speak once again to this generation to call all people and all nations into my paternal heart. The dangers to your faith are too numerous these days for you to sort out the truth from Satan's lies. There is little time before my son's return, when he will scatter the proud and draw together those who love him. I speak to you in holy love, the shadow of which is your salvation. False discernment and lack of conviction of heart are the enemies of my call to you. So many think they are well informed, when in reality they are misinformed. Since I speak the truth to you, Satan presents so many reasons not to believe. Therefore, I encourage you to always seek my truth above all else. My truth is holy love. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 6, 10 through 18. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we are not contending against flesh and blood, but against the principalities, against the powers, against the world rulers of this present darkness, against the spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having fastened the belt of truth around your waist, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the equipment of the gospel of peace. Besides all these, taking the shield of faith, with which you can quench all the flaming darts of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Pray at all times in the Spirit, with all prayer and supplication. To that end, keep alert with all perseverance, making supplication for all the saints. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.